basically, yeah, the client was being charged for having uttered some words that they said insulted the head of state, in which he was, you know, describing the president using some female anatomy, and also describing the current situation in which Zimbabwe is in which also ZANU-PF supporters are in, that they were still struggling with trying to earn a living. And that they were growing thinner and thinner by the day, despite having celebrated in 2013 that they voted their leader, who happens to be the president of the country, Robert Mugabe, into power. But they are still struggling to make ends meet.
What did the court say about this?
So yesterday, I basically told the police that there was no reason of detaining the client, because the prosecution cannot proceed to prosecute an accused person in this case, especially when it comes to Section 33, because the functionary of the prosecutor general, who happens to be the prosecutor at Mrel, needs a certificate certifying and giving authority to prosecute. So today, when we appeared at court, the prosecution declined to prosecute, pending the availability of the certificate.
Who was the complainant in this case?
The complainants basically were said to be the state, but the informants were soldiers who resided in Jurigod Point, who the client says they've been fighting left, right, and center for him to vacate the area.